Hello, I'm your host, Mr. Chuck, a retired accountant turned truck driver. I reduced my debt in a relatively short period of time. Debt reduction to achieve financial freedom takes commitment, confidence, determination. Christmas debt into savings. Having problems with Christmas debt? Purchase gifts on credit. Now the bills are coming due. How to solve this for all future years and increase emergency fund at the same time. I have two links in my show notes to articles on how to save money, savings challenges, and different types of challenges you can do in order to increase your savings. They all focus on putting money aside, somehow reduce your spending, and look for ways to reduce spending. If you find yourself in the problem where you have credit card debt, and every year you use your credit cards to buy Christmas gifts, and then you're focusing on trying to pay off that debt, but you never quite make it all the way to zero. Then the next year you buy more Christmas gifts, your debt increases, and you're just getting deeper into a hole. Or maybe it takes you 9 months to pay off the debt, so you really don't get ahead on any savings. So let's focus on my debt reduction plan, and let's use that to help us tackle our Christmas savings for next year. Last year is said and done. We're going to work on that debt, but we also want to increase our savings for next year so we don't have to use credit cards to go Christmas shopping. So that's going to be for the goal number one, quit using credit. And that also applies to your Christmas spending. So how are you going to achieve that goal when you have 10 people that you're buying for and you're spending $100 each or more per person? That's well over $1,000. Maybe you're spending $2,000 or $3,000. And time you put in a dinner and a Christmas dinner and New Year's dinner and all those things, you spent $3,000 or $4,000. These are just numbers I'm making up. I don't really know the dollar amounts, but it's a significant amount of money for somebody who is struggling to pay off their debt. So how are we going to tackle it? There's only one little modification you can do to help you have the cash available. Now, we're looking into almost February. By the time you get your bills, then January bills, it's probably close to February before you realize how bad the situation could be or really is. So let's start now. One, quit using credit cards. We're going to start using the money we have available to pay for all of our expenses. If we don't have enough money to do that, then we have to cut back our spending. Find ways to do that. Why are you in debt? How did you get in debt? Let's solve that problem. Now let's work around it and out of it. This perhaps part of the problem is you're spending too much for Christmas. So for next year, you need to count the number of people that you're buying for and limit the dollar amount you're spending. I know my parents always was tight on money, and my Christmas gifts many years were things that I needed to have in my life, whether it was socks, underwear, pants, shirt, whatever, that most of the time, many years, was my Christmas gift, something I'm going to use on a regular basis and something I needed. So my parents would use that budget amount of money that they were going to spend on clothes, and they use that to buy Christmas gifts with. My Christmas gift was that item that they were going to buy anyway. That's a start. Now, as you, if you're familiar with my debt reduction plan, we're going to quit using credit, we're making the minimum payment, and we're building up our emergency fund. So how are we going to use this plan? And then we keep building the emergency fund until we have $3,000 in there, and then we take the excess over $1,000 and we apply it to our debt. Maybe it's $4,000. Whatever amount of money you decide and how often you decide it, you want to apply it to your debt. Over the long run, that doesn't really matter a whole lot. Come up with a number and do everything consistently is the most important part of this plan. Being consistent and doing the same thing over and over is going to achieve you the results that you're working towards. So now we're going to add one more element to that. For those of you who spend quite a bit of money on Christmas gifts for your children, maybe your nieces and nephews and your brothers and sisters, and you got a large family, and even if you limit it to $25 or $50 a person, you're still spending $5,000, $6,000 for Christmas. Maybe less, maybe more. How are we going to come up with that money when we're struggling to pay off our debt? And the part of the reason we're struggling to pay off debt because we keep increasing the debt every Christmas. Maybe we go all year and we're really good and we don't use our credit cards and we're making a little bit of progress on paying them down. But then Christmas comes and we just overcharge them. We go wild on our spending and we don't think. And January comes around and we got this big bill and our minimum payment went from $75 to $175 or whatever. And now you're cash strapped because these minimum payments are so much bigger. What are we going to do? Well, quit using credit, make the minimum payment. And if you have to make a bigger minimum payment, you have to do that because you got to make a timely payment on all your debt. Have your emergency fund. Once you get your emergency fund, then the first month after you got your $1,000, well, first time that you build it up to the $3,000 or $4,000 amount, you want to leave $1,000 in there because that's your emergency fund in case something bad would happen. Instead of just leaving $1,000 in there, leave $1,100 and pay down a little bit less debt, $100 less. And then build it up again. The next time you go to take that chunk of money out of your savings to apply it to debt, leave $1,200 in there. You see where I'm going? Every time you do that, you leave an extra $100 in there. Now, it depends on how much time from today to Christmas when you're going to start your spending and how fast you can build up your savings account. Now, if you plan everything right, you can build that up a little by little, and you're going to have a minimum of, say, $1,500 in there by the time your Christmas shopping starts. Also, you're going to maybe have $2,000 in there total. So you got $500 extra, the excess. It's not really extra, but over your amount that you want to keep your balance at for your emergency fund. So you really have $1,000 you could use for your Christmas spending. So what we're going to do is instead of applying that to your debt right before Christmas spending shopping season starts, what you want to do is just make the minimum payments, try to build your savings up a little bit faster, and then use that extra amount of money over the minimum of $1,000 because we tried to build it up over time so we had some extra in there. And then use that for your Christmas shopping and try to stay within that dollar amount. Only spend the amount of money you actually have and do not charge anything on credit. And then the following year, you keep doing the same thing. Now, we have some, in my show notes, savings challenges. If you're struggling to even put money aside to after you're making the minimum payment on all your debt, you're still struggling and you're not in the habit of putting money into your savings account on a regular basis. Start small and gradually build it up every week. And the one savings challenge is you start saving $3 a week. And then week two, it's $6. And week three is $9. So every week, you're adding three more dollars to your savings. You start it with three, six, nine, 12, etc. And over a period of 52 weeks, you'll end up saving $1,053. That's a good way to start if you're struggling to get your emergency fund built out to 1,000. That's a good way to do it. And you're thinking, well, how can I do it? Because I'm not really cutting back anywhere. Well, in order to do this, it will help you make those choices of cutting back. In the article, there are some ideas on how you can save money. Look over your grocery list. We all have to eat, and we need to eat. Do you need a $5 box of fig bars? Look for ways to cut back. Also, if you're trying to lose weight, look for ways to lose weight. And not only are you going to eat healthier, it's going to save you some money. Cut out the snacks, the cookies, the chips, the sodas and alcohol beverages and those type of things. And you'll be able to save probably $100 a week just right there. Switch brands. Use store brands. A lot of stuff, store brands are very good. And this is how I view it. You got the name brands making a product, let's say macaroni and cheese. It's expensive. It's twice as much as a store box of macaroni and cheese. But who do you think that store is buying that? They're just putting the same product in a different box. Now, I try buy one or a couple things, and I try it. If I don't like it, I won't buy it. Take it off the list. Some store brands are very good. Some items, store brands are very good. Some items, store brands, not so good. Try it. And then if you like it, switch over and you'll save some money there. How about those re-ups? You know, all those retail subscriptions that's going to cost you $38 every month. Try getting rid of them. Look, get rid of duplicate items. Get rid of things you don't really need. Get rid of things you don't use any longer. You know, I've said that before. Also, pack your lunch. Instead of going out to eat lunch, make a little extra at dinner and have leftovers and pack it for lunch and take it in and heat it up. And you'll save quite a bit of money there. And there's other quit your therapy spending. There's other ways to save money that's in that article. But the goal here is to get you in the habit of savings. You start small. Every week, you build it up by the same dollar amount, $3, then add $3, add $3, add $3. Every week, you're increasing your savings for $3. So the first week is three, six, nine. By the end of the first month, you're putting in $12. End of the second month, it just keeps going $3 increment. And there's other types of savings challenging. Another way, and this is what I've done, is pocket change. When I was using cash a lot, you'd get change, I put it in my pocket, come home. I used to just take it all out, throw it in the mason jar, and when the jar was full, I would take it in, dump it in the machine, it would count it out, give me a slip, but you know, this would be at the grocery store. Go up to the service center, and they would pay me, and I'd pay their fee. And then I thought, why am I doing this? Why am I putting quarters in there? Because quarters are easy to count and easy to roll. So I start separating the quarters. So I only put pennies, nickels, and dimes in my jar. I roll my own quarters, and then I take the quarters to the bank, and I put it in my savings. And then every once in a while, I'll take the jar in. Now, some banks have these change machines where you can go to a bank and do it. But my bank don't have it for whatever reason. So they have one at the grocery store. So that's what I'd use. Go in there, dump it in, get your $20 or $30, get the cash. Luckily, my bank is right there in the grocery store, deposited in my savings account. That's one way you can help you save some money. And it's a little effort, and you just the money that you have that you're not taking advantage of. Let's say it that way. You don't want to build up a penny saving jar and have 100,000 pennies in there, because then it's heavy and hard to manage. You know, the idea of the money challenge is have their start a habit of consistent savings and learn about your financial goals and track your budget and improve your personal finances and help you make choices of what to do away with. If you do all these things, there's a 52-week challenge. Your goal is to deposit an increased amount of money every week until you've saved $1,378 at the end of week 52. The dollar amount you save every week corresponds with the week of your challenge. Week one is $1, $2, $3, $4. And then the last week is $52. You'll save almost $1,400 just doing that. And that's a weekly challenge. Keep all the change challenge. Put all your change. Now, what I would do is separate the quarters, roll them, and do that. Change only for a month. You find yourself tempted to buy things you don't necessarily need. Try joining this savings challenge. The idea is to only carry cash when shopping so that you only spend what you have, and you do that for a month. I'm going to say do that during the Christmas shopping. That'd be a good challenge, and only spend what you have. And that'll help you keep your credit card debt from growing larger. This is what we're really talking about here. At Christmas times, your credit card debt is just getting larger. Then you're spending the rest of the year trying to pay it down, and you never quite make it. And it's costly, especially with credit card interest at 20% plus. It is expensive. A dollar bill savings challenge. If you enjoy envelope budgeting, this might be a fun one for you to try. The challenge is simple. Every time you get a dollar bill, add it to your envelope for extra savings. At the end of the year, you can use the envelope savings for whatever you want. Okay. If you're into envelope budgeting where you put money into envelopes, you have a extra envelope called savings. Every time you get a $1 bill back as change, you put it in that envelope. That becomes your Christmas savings. Holiday gift challenge. Pay yourself when you make a, I don't understand what that one is. When you make a financial mistake, do you pay yourself? But how do you know you made the mistake? That's the problem. Bi-weekly savings, you save every time you get paid. Yeah, every time you get paid, start with $5. The next pay, put $10. Next pay, put $15. Over time, you're going to, one, get in the habit of savings, and number two, end up having some extra money. Well, it's not extra money available to pay for your Christmas shopping. So those are the two links in my show notes that you can refer to if you're interested in doing a savings challenge. Really, everybody should be doing a savings challenge if you have a credit card problem or debt problem, because we're trying to minimize our spending every possible place we can. So we can then save it in our savings account, emergency fund, and then apply it as a lump sum to one of our debts to help reduce it down. Over time, if you keep doing it, it speeds up, because the less debt you have, the less minimum payments you're making, the more it's going in your savings, and the faster your savings is going to grow. So let's keep all that in focus next year when you go Christmas shopping. I'll be back in one moment with my final thoughts. If you're interested in learning about an online software that helped myself get out of debt, it does tracking, budgeting, and keeps track of all your assets and all your debt. It even tells you how much and when to transfer money into your savings account, and how much and when to transfer money to your debt, and which debts to pay off in order first. It's not cheap. It's a one-time payment, but it will definitely be an investment, something in yourself and an investment in your personal financial life. If you're interested, send me an email at reducedebtincreasewealth@gmail.com and I'll send you the information about this online software that worked great for me. The idea here is to motivate you to save more and to reduce your spending. Just talking about it is not really going to help you much, but I'm trying to throw out ideas of things you can do that might work for you to help you save more money. If you have to do a savings challenge between you and your husband, every time you get change back, count how much change. Each keep your own change pile or jar, and then once a month, take it in and see who collected the most. Or maybe you can make it a dollar bill. Whenever you get a dollar bill, set it aside, and whoever collects the most dollar bills at the end of the month, you're going to have to figure out a prize that's not going to cost you anything. You put it in your savings. Your prize is an increased amount in your savings. And the reason you're doing this is to help reduce your debt. You're working on paying off your debt. And we're trying to build up our emergency fund and our savings so we have money at the Christmas shopping time, so we don't have to use credit to do our Christmas shopping. Whatever works for you is the one you should go with, whatever is easiest. And at the same time, while you're doing your savings challenge, you need to look for other ways to reduce your spending, especially on things that you buy on a regular basis, groceries, gasoline, utilities, your service for your cell phone, your insurance. You always need to be looking for a better deal where you get more service at a less price. You got to remain committed, you got to be smart, and you got to be determined to do all of these things year round. If you have hobbies, that is mostly in the summertime, and you want to buy something for that hobby so that you can do something. I can't think of any ideas. You need to write that down and make it your Christmas gift for later on in the year. Write it down what it was. If it's small enough, you can then before Christmas box it up, wrap her up, put it under the tree, and you have yourself a Christmas gift. And that is, again, on the operation of buy something you will buy anyway and then make it a Christmas gift. Whether it's clothes, food, hobby stuff, whatever the case would be. If you're going to buy it anyway, try to turn it into a gift. Whether it's a Christmas gift, a birthday gift, an anniversary gift. That's how you can then save a little bit of money and not be in so much debt. This is ongoing. You should always be looking for ways you can weigh to set aside money. And every time you get paid, you should have a set amount automatically transferred into your savings. Maybe you can increase that $5 every month. So if you get paid twice a month, 1 month it's $30, the next month is $35, the next month is $40, till you get to a point where you can no longer afford to increase it. If you just increase it $20 or $30 a month, over time, that's going to be a big amount of money. It's anything you can do to help you save more money is the way you need to be thinking. Don't go out to dinner every night. Do it once a month. Don't do as much celebration. Don't go out to happy hour every week with people you work with. Maybe in the summertime, have them over to your house instead. Have everybody bring their own beverages. Maybe you provide some of the food, say you grill out, whatever. If you have a pool in the backyard and you entertain a lot, keep reducing the amount of food that you're buying until you have no leftovers. And then if you still want to save some money, reduce it down a little bit more. And then say the person that comes over the most, can you bring some meat with you next time? Or can you bring some extra beverages or whatever? Get everybody to help you and share the opportunity of the time you're spending together, and have everybody paying a little bit is going to be much better than one person paying for all of it. Those are just my ideas. Maybe they'll work for you, maybe they won't. But the idea here is to quit using credit, make the minimum payment, increase your savings, however you can do it. Build it up over time. If you can manage to build it up before your Christmas shopping, then use that extra. Instead of paying down your debt, use it to pay for your Christmas shopping so you're not increasing your debt. Not increasing your debt is just as important as paying down your debt. Keep a positive attitude and come up with ways that work for you that's going to help you save money.